Today we're going to talk about a new national programme that's putting learning disabled and autistic people at the heart of cultural leadership. It's called Access All Areas, and today I'm going to talk to Adam Smith and Matt Mulby. Welcome to Radio Jackie to both of you. Adam, I'm going to start with you. You are the Associate Director of Access All Areas. It's coming from another programme called Transforming Leadership that finished in 2022. Tell me about how Access All Areas works.
So basically, Access All Areas are a theatre company based in Hackney in East London. And basically, they're a learning disabled theatre company. And basically, they create professional, powerful work that challenges the audience's perceptions of people who are neurodivergent, who are physically disabled and have learning disabilities. So basically, it gives neurodivergent people a chance to shine and make their voices heard and for them to tell their stories to audiences and to make sure their stories are heard. So that's basically the general function of Access All Areas, definitely.
Does this mean they will be actually on stage, or will they be in backstage in directing and producing roles? Does it cover all the roles in the arts for these people?
Yes, it basically covers acting on stage and screen. And basically, it also covers the opportunities to take on leadership roles within the company and directing roles and facilitation roles as well. So, yes.
And tell me about your own experience.
Yeah, so basically, I did the performance making diploma at Access All Areas back in 2016 and 2018. And basically, it gave me the chance to develop my acting skills, performance skills, and also my improvisation skills. And it gave me the confidence to perform to live audiences. And it also gave me the opportunity to look at other companies and their work and the way they do things. And I've done various different professional acting roles within Access All Areas. And I've also done music roles within Access All Areas as well. So they've encouraged me to incorporate my music skills and composing music for various different projects and playing the piano for drama projects as well. And basically, back in 2019, they offered the Transforming Leadership Project. And basically, I applied for the post of co-director of the Access All Areas Take Part projects, Springback, Departure Lounge, and Black Cab. And I got the job, which was fantastic, and it was really brilliant. And during my time with Transforming Leadership, basically, it gave me the confidence to develop my facilitation skills, get to know various different participants and their backgrounds. And it also gave me the opportunity to be more inclusive in my facilitating. And it gave me the confidence to learn different kinds of sign language when communicating with nonverbal participants and so forth. And basically, it gave me the confidence to just facilitate and teach and make the performance and drama space a much more inclusive and safe space as well. And basically, within the training of Transforming Leadership, it gave me the opportunity to learn how to create easy read documentation for all the participants. And that includes putting information on one side of the document, but then putting visual pictures on the other side of the document, so it's more easily accessible. And it gave me the confidence to try out new ways of creating documents, try out new ways of teaching and directing. And it was really, really, really powerful. And I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to do it. So it was so fantastic.
Your enthusiasm is very apparent. it's given you lots of life skills, not just in the arts, but in any other areas of life that you might want to go in. Have you always been interested in just the arts, or have you tried to get employment elsewhere, but your love of the arts has overruled that?
No, I think my love of the arts has overruled that, I think, definitely. And, you know, my love of music and acting and directing and facilitating has always been the main part of my life, I think, definitely. Yes.
It's lovely. Before transforming leadership, where were you at that stage? Was it very hard to get into any sort of theatre or arts?
Yes, it was hard to get into various different paid work before transforming leadership. I did have paid acting work, but not necessarily paid facilitation work on a regular basis. But then transforming leadership gave me the confidence to meet new people and get to know different people, because before that, I didn't really have much confidence in meeting new people. But when the Transforming Leadership project happened, it gave me the confidence just to meet various different people within the various sectors of accessible areas and get to know their backgrounds and their experiences and their access needs as well. Yes, so I think it gave me the confidence just to get to know different people. So that was really fantastic. Yeah.
So Battersea Arts Centre is one of the 8 UK venues taking part in this initiative. What's happening at Battersea?
Oh, yes. So basically, with one of the projects, Accessible Areas Spring Back, which is our resilience-based programme, so looking at everyday situations and creating drama games and drama activities to build resilience against those situations. We normally do the regular activities at Sutton House, but the new project that has just happened is that they've created a new project called Spring Back on Tour. And basically, it is at the Battersea Arts Centre. And basically, it's for neurodivergent people just to come and have some fun and just to have fun with playing drama games and doing exercises. And it's a really good community drama group for people just to have fun and get to know different people. And my role in that is to be the co-teacher of that project and get to know different people, have some fun playing games, facilitate exercises and drama games. And yeah, it's really fantastic. It's brilliant to be part of it, and it's really great to get to know different people. So it's fantastic. Yes.
It sounds like a great way to improve confidence of learning disabled people and autistic people, because they're all together, all in the same little project. What do you think the project's going to give them?
I think it would give them the confidence to express what they love, how they feel about the world, express their love of acting and their love of working with different people. And it will give them the confidence to get to know different people as well, and to eventually become more confident at just life, enjoying the world, and basically just to be more happier, a bit more confident about themselves, definitely. Yeah, so I think in time it will definitely become more comfortable for all the people involved. So definitely, yes.
I think it's a great way to exercise their imagination, because I think if you're autistic,
yeah,
you are usually quite very, very arty, often musical. So it is a way that you can develop those skills in an environment that are receptive to those skills. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think definitely. Yes. So obviously, we could definitely incorporate music into the activities and everything, and fantastic. And we can have a little bit of singing involved as well, and more acting and everything, and maybe we can have some like live music in the session as well and everything, for people just to have the chance to sing their favorite songs, to learn new songs, and maybe incorporate signing into the song so they're learning new skills within the project and everything. So that's definitely something to think about in the future. So it's fantastic. Yes.
Where do you think the initiative will go from here? Is it something that's going to be ongoing?
Hopefully, yes. I mean, obviously, this is the second proper session we've had at the Battersea Arts Centre, because we did have a taster session back in April, but this is the second proper session we've had at the Battersea Arts Centre. So we're hoping that this can continue for even longer, and this could be like a more permanent thing. So I think that would be really fantastic. And I think it'll be really great for the Battersea Arts Centre to carry on with it, because it's such an incredible space. It's so friendly, it's so relaxed, and it's so space for all participants, actors and drama teachers, and for everyone, really. So it'd be really fantastic if it could continue on further. So fingers crossed, definitely.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed. How do people apply to join the programme?
Basically, they have to get in touch with the Access All Areas team, and basically they've got the Access All Areas website, and then they have to contact the staff members if they want to join and everything. So I think they know more about that than I do, so definitely yes.
Is there any auditioning involved, or can they just anybody join in?
I think anybody can join in. So this isn't like an audition. It's for free for anyone to join in if they want to, definitely.
What would you say to Radio Jackie listeners about the project? People who have learning disabilities or autistic, what would you say to encourage them to come and join in?
Basically, give it a go, because I think you'll definitely have fun. You'll definitely have confidence in communicating with new people, getting to know new people, and we will have a lot of fun and a lot of energy, and we will get to know one another. And basically, it's your chance to be honest with yourself and honest about the world. It's a safe space, and everyone can have a chance to communicate in their own way, in their own time, which is fantastic.
Well, that's super. I think Matt's just there. Is that you, Matt?
Hi, Jackie. Is that you?
Yeah. Well, you've just come in the nick of time to answer a few questions. Possibly more about sort of facts and figures. Statistically, 6% of disabled people and 30% of autistic people are excluded in paid work in theatre, TV and film. Where do those figures come from?
So the 6% of learning disabled people excluded, essentially only 6% of learning disabled people are in work. That's from MenCap. And then the 30% of autistic people are in work. That's from the Office of National Statistics. The figures are actually broadly worse across TV. It's difficult to see them in kind of full detail, except in the Diamond Report, which is this big big sample cut across all of TV and film in the last couple of years. And I think in that case, only 8.3% of contributions on screen are by disabled people in general, and that's got against 18% of the population being disabled. So the picture certainly reads for a lot more improvement needed.
Great. And what I was going to say is, are these figures similar in other work environments, or just in the arts, in theatre?
Well, those figures of 6% for learning disabled people and 30% for autistic people, that's not in the arts. That's across all employment. So yeah, certainly it's a national problem across all sectors.
So what needs to change? How is it going? I mean, what these initiatives you're bringing out? I think there's 8 UK venues taking part. How are they going to be funded? How is this going to help people?
So the program's funded by the Arts Council, who are putting money into each of those organisations via Access All Areas, and into autistic and learning disabled leaders. So essentially, the program trains autistic and learning disabled leaders in both co-directing, so kind of creating artistic work, directing participatory work, like the sort of work that Adam does for us so brilliantly. Adam's our associate director of Take Part and leads a lot of rooms brilliantly for us. But also in governance, it's really important that organisations have learning disabled and autistic trustees as well, who can really guide what those organisations are doing. So a big part of the picture is training. And Adam might be able to talk about the kind of training that he did when he was on this program initially. I might ask him to do that in a second. And then a big part of the picture is the organisations learning to work in a more accessible way, learning to create processes that mean you can have a brilliant learning disabled director or a brilliant autistic trustee, and Access All Areas have been on that journey in a really big way, and we're all the better for having Adam in his role and Charlene, our co-chair, who's one of our associate artists who's learning disabled, kind of radically changed our organisations for the better. So we're hoping that that will be the same for each of these organisations working with the trustees and the co-directors. And then each of those venues is also partnered, each of those organisations is partnered with the local venue. So the idea is that the learning will then spread to those venues as well. And increasingly you're getting more and more venues, more and more opportunities for learning disabled autistic leaders, because it's no good training them if nobody's going to offer them any employment. And then from there, you start to see other learning disabled autistic people will see that example in the way that when Adam, for instance, runs our Take Part programs, I know he means a huge amount to our participants who are learning disabled autistic, to see Adam in his position, leading that room, being so important to Access All Areas. So part of the question is about kind of role modelling and seeing all of that, but also creating opportunities and helping organisations to further create those opportunities into the future.
I think that's pretty well covers it. Do you want to, Adam, just tell me a little bit about your training before we finish the interview?
Oh yes, basically. So I was the co-director of the Take Part project. So basically my role was to learn how to plan each individual workshop and to create activities which are fun and accessible. And basically within those planning sessions, we had the chance to maybe practice how to facilitate each of the drama games and activities and so forth. And then also, back in lockdown when everything had to go online, basically, like I said before, one of my training was to create easy read documentation for the participants to kind of guide them in terms of something they can do during the uncertain times. So basically, in the first week of lockdown, my job was to create an easy read information sheet about what to do to keep yourself busy in lockdown. So basically thinking about mundane activities, like, for example, tidying your house, you know, sorting out your finances and everything. And I remember the training I received was to put the information onto one side and then like visual pictures on the other side, and to put them into boxes as well. So I had some training with that as well as I went along. And also had some coaching with professional coaches just to kind of see how I'm doing, see how I've become in terms of improving my confidence as my role went on. And I also had some training in terms of looking at other leaders in the world and what their leadership styles are. And basically we look at leadership metaphors and what those leadership metaphors mean. They could be different for different people. So I had to kind of think about what is my leadership style? What is it? And what is my leadership metaphor? You know, so for example, I am a color changing torch because I can shine different colored lights to accommodate for my different kind of facilitation style. So I'm a blue light for when I'm a calm and relaxing facilitator, and I am a red powerful light for when I'm an energetic facilitator. So I've got different coloured lights to accommodate for my different ranges of facilitation styles as well. So definitely. So we all had a lot of training for that as the programme went along, and we all had the chance to do some celebrate and share sessions as well. So we had the chance to have our own space to kind of do our own presentations about how our job is going as the program went on and everything. So we all had the chance to do a presentation and just explain how we did in our job. So There was a lot of training there and it was fantastic, definitely.
Thank you, both of you. Good luck with the initiative. I hope it goes well for you. Thank you, both of you, for your time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye for now. Thank you.